Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Sarah. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeffrey. Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, Michael. And now I'm trying to figure out in your pretty red dress, I think. It says marketing NAVII. What is your first name?
My name is Pam. I'm here on behalf of Tim Tolson.
Okay. And then I am going to just change that. Now we know who you
Perfect.
are. There you are. Yeah. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
Is this your child behind you on the wall?
Yes, that's one. And then I have two others, niece, nephew. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Very cool. Well, we are, it looks like we're going to have a pretty cool message today from Howard when he pops on here. And we'll just keep saying good morning, as you guys are getting on this morning. And we may as well start off with typing. We know if Santi gets on here, he's going to ask us to type our wins in the chat. So why don't we go ahead and begin with that and start typing your wins in the chat. Anybody want to share a big win for the week that you had this week so far?
Got taxes done.
Woo-hoo! We got the taxes done. You know, it's funny, as a company, we never have to file an extension, but as personal, we do have to file an extension every year because we're waiting on K-1s or interest income that's coming in. You can't file your taxes, but they certainly don't mind you paying on time because they like to have a little something to say about that if you don't. Good morning, Santi.
Good morning, Sherry. I've walked into the most exciting conversation of all. Taxes is
That's
paying
right.
on today.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that I remember I don't know if it was Jim Rohn. It may have been Jim Rohn, but he really changed my perspective on taxes. Now, trust me when I say I would rather pay a lot less in taxes, but I feel so thankful to owe taxes, I guess, because the opposite of not owing taxes is
That
paying.
means you're making money.
That's
That's
right.
exactly right.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm not making any money if I'm you want to have a winning tax strategy, of course, and pay as little as you can legally. Man, a lot of people villainize the process of paying taxes, but in the United States of America, it means you're making money. And so we love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've already asked people
Wait.
to type their wins in the chat, Santi. So why don't you take it from here and I'll just listen and whatever you got.
Hey, that's awesome. I know Howard's going to be jumping on here in just a bit, but I just got to start by asking. I was just on a phone call with one of our members, and they were sharing some of the things that they got out of the conference. Now, they came in and they stayed afterwards for the Game Changers. Now, I want to put it into perspective for everybody because during Game Changers, that was the day after the conference, everybody got to meet with Alan O'Neill. Now, for everybody on here who doesn't know who that is, he's just a regular guy who just happens to be a plumber who started that business many, many years ago. He was on the truck, and then before you know it, he started building it, was able to sell it to this group that they said, "You know what? We want you to stay on and run the business." So they gave him a bunch of money. They still did that again. They sold it again. They bought it and sold it a bunch of different times. Now, we hear that story, and everybody's like, "Oh, that's cool. That's awesome, man. That's good for him." And here was, I wanted to know from this person's perspective, hey, so you're there, that business, over 1,000 employees, doing some amazing numbers. Like, we hear all the stuff. That's awesome. Like, we're almost seeing it on the other end of success, and I'm using quotations on this one intentionally. And this was his biggest takeaway. Man, they got the same problems we do. And I was just laughing about that because the way he just said it, it's like, you know what? It actually made me feel good that these folks at this level of where they're at, they're still struggling with some of the same things. So then I asked them, okay, well, that's what you see that you guys have in common. So what was different? And he just said, well, they make a lot more money. So when those problems come up, when those challenges, arise, having additional income and money in the bank to be able to hold on to whatever challenge arises, he was like, man, that would make a big difference across the board. So having said that, what's so interesting about it, then we said, okay, well, what do we need to do to get to that point? And here was the biggest thing that happened in his mind. All of a sudden, he just got quiet and then he started thinking. And I'll share one thing, right? So a few years ago, we were with Howard and we went to Tommy Mello's place. Sherry was there, Elise was there. I can't remember who else was there. And at the time, Tommy was not doing the numbers that that business is doing now, but Tommy is still the same dude. Just pre his improved version, I'll just say it like that. And so we're there, they're talking about all these great things. And then Howard just said, gee, what's the only difference between just about anybody and them? I was like, well, I started thinking about that. Okay, where's he going with this question? Is he how deep of an answer does he want me to answer? Are we talking about system specific? Are we talking like where, right? And so I wasn't sure how to answer that. So I just said, well, tell me, what do you think? If you're never sure, you just ask another questions back, right? And
Right.
Howard said, the only difference is they have more clients. And you know what? Here it is, the same realization that this Inner Circle member had, spending a full day with people that are doing just amazing things at a high level, is that, you know what? In many cases, many of the challenges that we have can be solved just by having additional income. The second thing that I'm going to say on top of that one was leadership.
Yes.
Because you know what? The additional income can go to a certain point. But then the question is, all right, how do we get everybody to see the same vision? Because as Howard has said it many times before, vision plus vision equals division. And it might be off by just a little bit. And what does a little bit mean? Well, put it into perspective. Right? If somebody were to get on a plane in LA and they're going to, I don't know, Paris, and the difference of 1 degree, just 1 degree, right? From the beginning all the way to the end, you land in Africa.
Gosh.
So it's pretty amazing that if we have team members, we have our leadership team, we have everybody that's involved inside of the organization. And yes, we're going after some big targets, big goals, big vision, but some people don't fully understand that vision or they haven't necessarily bought in. Imagine that 1 degree difference in your organization. Now I'm going to say it the other way. Imagine how amazing it will be when everybody sees it the same way, when everybody's rowing together in the same direction. And when that happens, you're unstoppable. So without further ado, let's welcome Howard. What's up, Howard? Woo.
Hey, everybody.
How's it going
Welcome
over
to
there?
the live Inner Circle webcast. Want to welcome all of our new members. How many of you are on here as a member for the first time? Let me see your hands or type in me.
Oh, let's
Brian,
see.
Pam, okay, Michael. Woo! Good stuff. Okay. Well, I got good news, bad news, and good news. Okay. Good news is that you guys are on here. We're on here every week. I'm on here live every week, unless I just have to travel or have to do something that prevents me to be here. But this is my priority. This weekly webcast is my priority. And what we do here is we do a couple things. One is I teach through the proven business building systems. And I usually do it in about an 8 week series on each one, leadership, marketing, sales. Let me get my fingers working. Operations and administration. those five. And then, of course, you have a bunch of other resources too. The second thing is this is Community Central, okay? Community Central. This is where we get big wins. This is where our coaches come on and give feedback. Listen, one thing that I think that we need to start promoting is I was on with a guy yesterday, and he has some challenges, but we didn't really know about those challenges. So if you have challenges, you have questions, type them in, and myself and my coaching team will tackle those questions. And in his case, I was able to drill down and figure out that he has a pricing and a personnel problem. I'm not sure which is the worst problem yet, but he's the jobs are taking longer and therefore he's not making any money. But here's the crazy thing. He's doing $660,000 a year. Michael Killen, when he started with us, he was doing $3 million a year, but guess what? He was losing money. Okay. So I want you to really get serious about digging into all the opportunities Inner Circle. He was busy in the business. He's not getting on the meetings. And so congratulations for being here. Press in, listen, learn, get in the package that we sent you. Get on your pod. Sherry
Yes.
Perry, can I get an amen on that one?
That's an amen. You got to get in there with your people that'll lift you up in the difficult times. And the people that are struggling need to hear your wins. I mean, it's such a great place to be.
Yeah. And so if you have challenges like that, then you will be able to share those challenges. And look, even if you don't have one-on-one coaching available to you, like that's not part of your package, get on the group coaching, get on here, type in questions, send us an email at support@howardpartners.com. If necessary, I'll jump on the phone with you myself. I'm never too busy to, and none of us should be too busy to stay focused on our priorities. My priority is you. My priority is you. Okay. So, those of you who just started, you're going to go through a phenomenal process. And that is the 8-week onboarding process where you're going to maybe for the first time, probably for the first time, have a written, planned out business plan. Okay. And so then you have access to this, you have access to your group coaching. Yes or yes?
Yes,
Can I
and
get your commitment?
yeah.
Can I get your commitment, new members? Okay. So how many of you, I want all of our members that have been with us for a while, when I ask this question, I want you to unmute yourself and say, I agree. But hold on, don't unmute yourself yet because if you got background noise or whatever. Okay. So, would y'all agree that when you learn these systems that we teach and implement them, you're going to be infinitely more successful? Unmute yourself, and I want to hear everybody say, agree. One, two, three.
Agree.
Yes.
Yeah,
Agree. That's one.
it's literally that simple. It's not easy because guess what? You're building the plane while you're flying it. You're bailing water while you're sailing. Okay. Welcome to the world of small business. Okay. But little by little, you get those breakthroughs. Little by little, you are going to solve those issues, and you're gonna get leverage. Okay, it's all about leverage. So here's the other. So I gave you the good news. You're in the right place. The bad news is, let me get my slides up so I can give you the bad news.
I see slides.
This is bad news. This is bad news for a lot of people. Okay, a lot of people. Okay, all right. This is bad news for everybody except for eight people. By the way, can I get a yes and a yes?
Yes and
Yes.
yes.
Okay.
It's a competition, Santiago. And
Yeah.
listen, It's
Okay.
very fun.
Also, this is a community, kind of like a weird family. Okay. So you can get in and get weird with these folks, or you can just stay on the outside and be, like, okay, I'm gonna learn the stuff. I'll put up with, how weird. That's my, weird name. I'll put up with, if you're just like, I want to just get in here and just learn this stuff, just tell me this stuff, and I don't want to have any fun, and I don't want to, build a relationship with anybody, then you might be in the wrong place.
We'll wear off on you. If that's you, start there. That's cool.
Or
We'll wait for you.
you can get access to all the online training and just listen to the recordings, and when Howard's telling a joke that's not funny, you can just fast forward, okay? But listen, here's the thing. The stuff that I'm teaching you, I have personally used to generate millions of dollars. And I've worked with companies all over the world and some of the top business trainers in the world. This stuff simply works, but you gotta do it. Okay, here's the bad news for all of you except for eight people. I offered a program for you to be a co-author with me, and eight people signed up. Eight people. And I told you that if you sign up for this, which by the way, it's over, it's done, it's can't get in. Okay. So I have eight co-authors plus myself, plus Dr. Robert Rome. So there's plus Nick Natton. So there's 11 of us. And the eight people that will be announced here in just a minute will be guaranteed best-selling authors by September of this year. Okay? All right. Now, I promised to give away a cruise. And on this cruise, you'll see the speakers here, Sherry Perry, AC Lockyer. So, Sherry, wow, if you win this, you're going to have to give it away. Oh, drats. You hate giving away stuff to your team
Yeah, I'm
members.
okay with giving it away.
Dr. Rome, Coach Hearn, Jim Cathcart, myself, Matt and Katie Rush. I'm just telling you the people that I know and love, and Crystal Parker. The rest of them, some of them I know, some of them I don't. Anyway, so Santi, are you ready?
Was born ready, Howard. Let's
All right.
roll.
So we're going to have a drawing. These eight people, somebody's going to win a cruise.
All right, so just so everybody can see it, there's no funny business going on over here. I'm in view only, so I cannot change the numbers. Somebody once sent me an email about this. Like, nope, I don't even have access to it. So we have 1 through 8 right here. We created the number generator. You ready, Howard?
I'm ready.
Are we
Drum
doing a
roll.
drum roll?
Yep.
Ready, set, and the winner chicken dinner is number five.
Five.
Number
Number
five.
five.
Let's find out who number five is.
Of
Michael
course.
Gillen.
Michael Gillen.
Would you
Okay.
look at
Listen.
that?
Hi.
Recap. I'm just
Listen.
kidding.
All of y'all deserve a cruise. All of y'all deserve a cruise, okay? But listen, if
That's
anybody
awesome.
deserves that, Michael Killen has supported us. And what a great story, too. From 3 million losing money to 10 million living his dream life. And so, Sandy, why don't you send him a text and let him know?
I just did.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, look at this. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's learn. Y'all ready to learn? Okay. Oh, I need another yes to yes because sometimes when I come back to my.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Okay.
Wow.
All
Wow.
right. So we are in a series called Phenomenal Marketing Systems. And by the way, those of you who are in all of you are in an inner circle, and you have a copy of this book. This little book is that it's a teeny tiny book, but this is my framework for generating sales. This is the 14 fastest ways to the cash. So it's a combination of marketing and sales. Now we're doing marketing right now. We're going to do leadership as our next series coming up. Starts May 13th. And right now I'm just systematically going through our marketing. The other thing for those of you who are new, on the Inner Circle website, there's a section called Most Recent Webcast. So you can go back and listen to the most recent four webcasts. But you want to do that ASAP because every week one of those disappears. Okay. And depending on your level, it depends on how much training you have available to you and all that. Okay. So our working definition of marketing is that marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business, whether it's online, offline, shoreline. I'm over here at the Dream Beach and I got a Destined Dream Day with one of our members tomorrow. And so I meet people down there. So regardless of where you're marketing, how you're marketing, marketing is everything you do to attract prospects to your business. Phenomenal marketing delivers a meaningful experience. What's the experience that people have with your brand? It's called a brand experience. First of all, you have to engage people. If it's online, you have to have an ad, you have to have a post, you have to have something where people can see you and engage. Then the key is to educate people. You want to be the person in your industry that educates people about your industry and how to be successful in choosing someone in your industry. For example, Mindy is in pet care, so they groom pets, they board pets, they have dog food, and I mean, I guess cat food too. I guess whatever, pet food. Anyway, and so she has a little book. And so ed she educates people on the grooming process and all those kinds of things. And the education that she could deliver to prospects and customers around pets is endless, endless. Okay. And then, so that experience, that brand experience, engages your prospects. You educate them and you entertain them. What that means is you serve them. When you have someone over to your house for dinner, you call that entertaining. Entertaining doesn't have to be funny, but it does need to serve them in a meaningful way. Notice that word meaningful. You want to set yourself apart. You do that through how you engage people, how you educate people, and how you entertain people. This is what I call the three E's of experience. And then, of course, a phenomenal marketing system. Any system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. In this case, you want to duplicate prospects consistently. So I'm gonna use. Is Mindy on here? Mindy, where are you? Mindy, are you on here?
I am. I'm right here.
Okay. I can't see you. Sandy, can you move her up? So there you are. Okay. So Mindy, I'm going to use you as an example today. Is that okay?
Sounds good.
All right. I know you're there somewhere because I got your text message.
Thank you
Okay.
very much. It made
You're
me laugh.
welcome. You're welcome. So anyway, so Mindy's a person who has been around this community for a long time, added a lot of value to this community, and makes me laugh. And she made a conscious decision to start focusing on marketing. The result is increased sales. So it's not just knowing about this stuff, it's not, just hearing this stuff, it's implementing, right? The reason that we don't grow is FTI, failure to implement. Well, Howard, I tried this. I tried that. Well, how many times did you try it? How many variations did you try? It's kind of like one of my favorite movies is this is how my weird brain works is The Count of Monte Cristo, right? You remember that movie, right? So the guy was wrongly imprisoned, and I love the one with Jim Caviezel. The guy who played Jesus in The Passion. Anyway, so he's in this cell, and this older, wiser prisoner is burrowing a tunnel and ends up in his cell. And I don't remember the number, but let me just throw out a number. He said, "I've been here for so many years." He said, "There's 7,000 whatever stones." He thought he was impressing the old guy. And the old guy looks at him and says, "Yes, but have you named them yet?" In other words, you got a ways to go, okay? So listen, you try it 12 different ways. You try it 100 different ways. Sometimes things that you try may not work today. It's the wrong timing. It's the wrong place. It's the wrong prospect or whatever. So you just got to keep working at it. That's when you want to reach out, and we're going to ask you good questions. We're going to say, "Are you doing this?" "Well, not really." "Are you doing that?" "Well, not really." Not going to work for you. But here's what we know: if people will learn the system, implement the system, it will work for you. Okay? So just a quick review of what we've done so far is session one, your phenomenal mindset, how you think about marketing. Number two, your phenomenal money. You need to have a sales goal. That sales goal needs to be present day in and day out. It also needs to be present for your team members so that everybody, like Santiago said, said earlier, everybody gets rows in the same direction. And my service company, the first thing that happens every single day is we update the goal. And we look at what we got to do by the end of the month. We hit the goal every month. We hit the goal for the year. Okay. Number three is your phenomenal mission. In other words, what is the experience that what is the experience that you do provide, that you want to provide, that your prospects and clients want, that's going to set you apart? And then four is, who wants that experience? Who is your ideal target market? If you try to be everything to everybody, you won't be anything to anybody. Okay. And then number five, what we're going to focus on today is your phenomenal message. Now, we have covered a couple methods so far. Client-based marketing: if you're not marketing to your client base, that's the biggest marketing mistake of all. Secondly, if you're not doing referral marketing, you're missing the proverbial boat. And again, it's something that it's easy to do, but it's easy not to do. And so we have to just, one day, if we're not hitting our sales goal, which is the first part of the system, having a sales goal, have enough lead generation, have enough promotion, could I look at your marketing systems and say, "That's your goal. Here's your system." Am I going to say, "You can't really get there from here"? Like, Denise and I drove down here to Destin on Sunday. Beautiful automobile, beautiful day. Listen, things happen. There was a chemical spill, so we sat there for 30 minutes on I-10, and we were barely out of Houston. But the rest of the day went, great, fine. But what about a broken down vehicle and no gas in it? Can't get there from here. Okay. So your systems are like a vehicle, like an automobile. And you got to make sure that all those parts are working and they're working together. So we'll get into more methods. There's basically six methods or five methods that you can use online, offline. I used to sort of consider digital marketing as a method, but it's not really a method. It's just a way of delivering your messaging and all that, which we'll get into that as well. Okay. And then finally, you need a map. That's your marketing action plan. You need to have a plan. You can get the results you want, but you have to map it out. You have to schedule. Anything that's not scheduled doesn't happen. Okay. So today, I want to talk about messaging. I'm going to share with you my frameworks today. I'm going to share with you how I arrange my messaging. And just so that you understand why you need to learn this, because you're going to be sending people emails, you're going to be creating brochures, you're going to be creating marketing materials. Hopefully, you're out there speaking in your community or speaking on behalf of your industry. You're going to be networking out there. When you're networking or you're talking to someone, you meet someone in the grocery store and they start telling you all about their pets based on, them knowing what you do, using Mindy's example, then you're going to be able to use power words. You're going to be able to trigger emotional responses with the words that you use and how you put those words together. Maybe it's newsletter articles or mailers or greeting cards. The reason that Mindy was texting me is because I sent her and Liz a send out card. Liz, did you get your card yet? Where's Liz?
I didn't get it yet.
We spoiled it for you, but anyway, Mindy, don't show it to her yet. Don't show it to her.
I won't. I didn't even text her because I figured she didn't get it yet.
Okay. You're going to use this messaging in your sales scripts. You're going to teach your team members this the process of how to talk about your company. Okay. Any publicity that you might get. And then, when people talk about you, and of course, any advertising that you do, I'm going to give you a framework for that today. Okay. Now, the simplest way to look at messaging is with something I call PSR. I didn't create this, I just learned this along the way. Your prospect needs to know that you understand their problem and that you have a solution and that you have gotten results. I call it PSR. Okay. Now, Donald Miller, in his book Marketing Made Simple, and in his messaging, tells us to have a one-liner. Okay, a one-liner is communicates the problem, the solution, and the results. Okay, for example, phenomenal business coaching, phenomenal products, Inner Circle. You can see that our problem is we have a branding problem. So we're working on that. Okay, so the problem is that as a small business owner, you feel like a slave to your business. You are consumed by your business. You're overwhelmed sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. Everybody's at different, degrees of this, right? And the solution is having systems and become a better leader and building a phenomenal dream team. The results are that you can have more freedom in your life. So it goes like this: stop being a slave to your business, transform it into a predictable, profitable, turnkey operation so that you can have more freedom in your life. And then, of course, we have every kind of asset known to man to prove that to you: testimonials and training and all those different things. In Mindy's case, in fact, speaking of Donald Miller, when I first got certified as a story brand guide, I went to their training and we had to group up to create a message. And the messaging, so we had to create a messaging around a pet grooming shop that did boarding, right? So we called it a spa. It was, I forget the name. We had some creative name, but it was something like, anyway, it had the word spa in it. And our target market was people who had high anxiety pets. Okay. So the problem is you have a high anxiety pet, and most groomers, most boarders here's the problem, they don't understand your pet. But here at phenomenal pet spa, whatever. I don't remember the name we used. I couldn't find it. I had it in my M. I just couldn't find it. I didn't file it. So we laid out the solution, that we have this basically like a spa for your pet. And here's all the things that we do to make sure that they're comfortable and all that. And the results are that your pet is going to be actually more at peace when they get out than when they came in. And of course, you got testimonials, you got all kinds of, ways to prove that, right? Which I'm going to talk about today. In fact, our little doggy, who's 12, long story short, almost died on us. We were here in Destin a few weeks ago, and the emergency vet clinic saved his life. Saved his life. Only cost me $9,500. That's Denise's little buddy, okay? And so it's like, all right. So they saved his life and he's fine now, but he had to go to the vet the other day. Just walking in the place, he starts shaking, just like his little ears are just like, And so, guess what? Isn't it true, Mindy? Is it true that a lot of places just don't even hardly pay attention to the emotion that you're feeling or that your dog is that your pet is feeling? Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how you set yourself apart. Now, when you engage people with the problem, and then you educate them with a solution, and then you give them a free trial where you can show them. Did you catch that? The three E's of experience. You engage them with the problem. Nobody's pet. I tell you what, I'll get to that in just a second. But you engage them with the problem, whether it's a verbal ad, whether it's networking, whether it's talking to somebody on the beach, just walking their dog, whether it's online, whatever. And then the solution is to choose a company that cares about your pet and that you can demonstrate that through referral sources, testimonials, reviews, all those kinds of things. And here's the results that we can get you. Okay, so that's the simplest way to look at messaging. Now, my 7-step sales process that you guys have learned, I also use in marketing. So this is one of the frameworks that I use when I create a marketing message, all right? If you're writing an article, which I've been writing for a specific magazine for 30 years, if you're writing an article, you're writing an email, you're writing a book, you're writing a chapter in a book, some of you guys, all of you guys who are in my co-author program are writing an article. This is one of the frameworks. I'm going to show you another framework that's very similar. Either one of them work. But first, you build rapport. How do you build rapport? You build rapport by talking about them and helping them understand that you understand them, right? Then you connect emotionally. That's their problem. Their emotional problem, their emotional, how they feel when it comes to going to the vet or going to the pet grooming shop or whatever. Then you establish credibility. You do that through demonstrating or sharing your 5-point marketing message: reputation, experience, education, systems, guarantee. That's your credibility piece. And then identifying the specific problem. And this is one of the challenges and one of the mistakes that so many people make. How many of you have been to a networking group? Somebody stands up to introduce themselves and they go something like, I'm Sue Smith from 123 accounting firm, and we do taxes and we do bookkeeping and we do, your 1099s, and we do this and we do that, and we do this thing, the other thing. Give me a call if you have, if you, it's lame. Okay. So what you need to do is, first of all, don't focus on the whole kitchen sink, right? So you identify the main overarching problem that they have, and it may not even be with the actual service piece of it. Let me give you an example. With our service company, it's typically not about the technical part, because you can have highly technical people. The guy that I was talking to yesterday was in the construction arena. And he said, I had to fire this guy because although he could do anything, he could build anything, he could fix anything, he was a cancer on the team. He didn't know how to show up on time. He didn't know how to smile at the customer, right? And so the problem is not necessarily that other people don't know how to do the work. The problem in this case, like in our service company, we're in the high end. They don't know how to show up on time. Maybe they have a record. Maybe they don't know how to treat you and your family and your team members, your employees, if it's commercial. So the problem is not the quality of work. The quality of work is a given, and that's going to be part of the message. But the bigger message is, again, I could hire a company that does quality work, but if they don't show up, what's the point? If you have the best groomer in the world, but they don't treat you and your pet the way that they should, and they snarl at you. I just threw that one in there. The problem is not that they don't know how to groom an animal. They don't know how to treat an animal. They don't care to. There it is, care to. Okay. So once you've identified their problem, you outline the solution. You share the investment, and then overcome objections. Now, if you're doing this in a marketing message, the investment in this particular case may be just to opt in, may be just to call you, may be just to respond to a message, and then you overcome the reasons. Now, this also transfers into from marketing to sales, that this is our sales process. When someone calls us up or somebody comes in the store, hey, we build rapport by, hey, my name's Howard. What's your name? Dale Carnegie said that the sweetest sound to any human being in any language is the sound of their own name. My name's Howard. What's your name? Ah, what brings you in today? Oh, man, my pet, blah, 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 blah. Awesome. Well, glad you're here. Have you been in the store before? And here's what we're all about. Five things: reputation, experience, education, systems, guarantee. Those of you that are new, I'm sorry, I'm going through this fast, but you're going to get all this in the books, in the package, in the training. You're going to learn these frameworks. You're going to learn these systems. And then four, tell me more about the problem. And you listen, 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 ask more questions. And then number five, what I hear you saying is, okay, here's how we handle that. Here's how we handle that. Here's how we. And then you share the investment, you overcome objections. So we're down here in Florida. It's 8 o'clock at night. There's no way we can, this was a few weeks ago, and we're on the phone with a vet. It's not looking good. This little dog is going to die. We have no other option. Even if we were there, I'm not going to go down there and pick up that dog and let him die on my watch. I don't have the wherewithal to care for that little guy, right? Now, once we took him to our vet after the fact, and he saw all the medicine that they gave him and how much they charged and all that, he was not too happy. But guess what? You're not 24 hours. We couldn't get a hold of you. So, and his life is on the line. They didn't have to, the guy apologized for the price. He said, "I'm sorry, but it's, $9,500." Okay. He didn't have to overcome the objection, but it would have been easy if he did. Anyway, so your marketing message, you can use this framework in your messaging. Make sense? Okay, let me give you another framework. This comes from a book called Building a Story Brand by my friend Donald Miller. He and I are writing a book together, by the way, on referrals. And this was a number one New York Times bestseller, runaway hit, because what he did in this book is he created this brand script, and he used the elements of story to share a message. The reason is that story engages people. Story engages people. And if you're just watch any presentation, right? The next time you're in a room, you watch the presenter and you watch the audience. You watch Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar told a story every 11 minutes. Now, that was back in the day before we had this distraction right here, okay? Every 11 minutes. Nowadays, it probably has to be every, 5 minutes, okay? And Zig Ziglar was the master at telling stories. And that's why he was one of the most beloved public speakers in the world. You guys were with Dr. Rome the other day. How many stories did that man tell? He was on with us last week. He was our special guest. How many stories did that man tell? Why? Because people remember stories. They get they stories not only give information, but they give transformation. They see the transformation of that person, they see themselves in that story. So here's how it works. There's a character, which, by the way, the character is your target market who has a problem. Okay. And by the way, they not only have the external problem of I need to find someone that can groom my dog, as an example, but also have an internal problem with which is the emotional problem. How do I know who to trust? How do I know if they're not going to beat my animal when I'm not there? How do I know that they're not going to, mistreat my pet? How do I know if they're going to overcharge me or not? Who meets a guide? That's you. That's you. So then you come into the story, the guide comes into the story, who, by the way, as Donald Miller talks about in this book, who demonstrates empathy. You got to demonstrate that you care. Listen, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. That's an old saying. Mr. Ziglar added two words to it. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care about them, about their pet, about their problem. You've heard the old saying, it's not personal, it's just business. No, it's personal. It's personal. Who gives them a plan when you do, okay, in order to, that's the solution. So you can see how these two frameworks work very well together. They have a problem. You give them a plan, that's the solution. And he likes a three-step plan. Do this first, do that second. It's really a two-step plan. And then you'll have this result, okay? Problem, solution, result. And then calls them to action. That's making the investment. It might be to opt in, it might be to come by the store, it might be to spend money, it might be to fill out a form, it might be you got a trade show, for example, and it might be for them to opt in or fill out your form or buy your product or whatever to get you to come to their home or come to their business or to get them into the store. And then in your messaging, you are going to then share with them the results. Problem, solution, result. See that? Problem, solution, result. And the results are that you can have success. You can find a groomer that really cares about you and your pet. In fact, we not only care about treating them right and grooming them properly and all that, we also have nutritious foods and information, education on how to keep them healthy for life. And then finally, that avoids failure. You always got to come back to that problem that they have. The other challenge that salespeople, marketing people make is they get off track. They don't focus on is re on reminding people that this is your goal, this is your challenge, and if you don't take some kind of action, then you probably won't get the results that you're looking for, and you'll continue to have the problem that you have. Okay. Guys, I don't expect y'all to get this the first time that I teach it to you. But what I would recommend that you do is do what I've done, and that is to devour these frameworks. You see all the underlines, check marks, circles, all through the book. All through the book. Listen, I've been in this game a long time. I've sold millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff, all kinds of stuff, but I'm still going through them. I'm underlining, I'm circling, I'm making notes. Why? Because that's how you get better. That's how you get better. Okay. Now, when it comes to marketing copy, I want to give you three vital components of phenomenal marketing copy. Number one, a bold headline. Now, what I mean by that is a headline is not just a headline in print. It could be a trade show banner. It could be a social media post. It could be an ad. Online, offline, print, whatever. But that headline is 80% of your messaging because that headline is going to determine whether your prospect stops and listens or not. I've been watching the reruns of The Apprentice. I noticed it on Prime, and I've watched 5 seasons. And a lot of their challenges, they have to go out and they end up going out in the street and selling whatever it is, lemonade or an opt-in or a text or, whatever, and come to a restaurant or whatever. And I'm listening to the things they're saying. I'm like, no, that ain't it. Now, of course, they're in their 20s, maybe 30s at the most, so I don't expect them to know this stuff. But I expect for you to learn it. And when you learn it, and you get better at it, you master it, it's phenomenal. Number two is emotional body copy. What I mean by that is everything that comes, and by the way, this could be a verbal ad at a networking event. It could be a radio ad. It could be a TV ad. Okay. You got to get the person to stop and listen. Then the next piece of copy that comes after that is needs to be emotional, not technical. Nobody cares if you're the largest. One of the things I do is when we do drive down here to Destin, when I make this drive, you see about 1,000 billboards. And so I'm constantly like, that's no good. That's no good. That's no, ooh, that's a good billboard right there. And why is it a good billboard? Because it hits on the emotion. People buy on emotion, they justify with logic. Okay. And so when they say we're the largest law firm, you know how many personal injury billboards are on I-10 between Texas and Florida? We're the largest, No, you want to meet them. I mean, it's very simple. Injured, get cash. And by the way, you have 7 seconds to get your message across. So why you got a phone number? Nobody's gonna write that phone number down nowadays. They're gonna look you up online. Injured, get cash, Partridge Law Firm, whatever. And then call to action. Call to action. That's call phone number, click here, reply, come into the store, show up tonight, whatever that might be. Okay. Now, also, there we go. Okay, again, this could be a subject line in an email. We send out 6 emails a week at Phenomenal, 3 in Inner Circle and 3 in for people who are not members yet to our regular audience. And so we're always tweaking that subject line because we want you to open it. And we have tracking. Those of you that end up getting into our funnel program where we can help you develop your online funnel, we're going to teach you how to track this stuff. So you can learn a lot about your audience. You can learn a lot about your marketing by seeing how many people open a specific message. But your messaging and your subject line should appeal to your prospect. Don't worry about what other people might think if they're not in your target audience. It needs to be benefit driven. In other words, you get this, you get that emotional because people buy on emotion. And again, targeted only to your audience. One of the crazy headlines that I used in our service company back in the day to set us apart, avoid uneducated, uninformed, and sometimes downright unscrupulous. And in our case, it was cleaning companies. We have a little booklet on our website that says, beware of, what is it called? Avoid nightmare carpet cleaners. Or avoid nightmare cleaners because we clean. Carpet cleaning is only a little small part of what we do. We care for high-end oriental rugs, natural stone floors. How about this one? Does this get this got a lot of you guys' attention? This is probably the first thing you ever saw from us. Stop being a slave to your business. And of course, there's more to that. Other headlines that we've used. Listen, if you have a brochure, how to select a professional restoration company, how to select a professional marketing firm, how to select a professional pet grooming shop. How about testimonial headlines? Pull the best line out of the testimonial. increased my sales 157%. Five reasons you'll love our service. How about this? Market your referral program, get free cash or free service through a referral reward program. How about this one? Email. Did you get your free money? Oh, I got free money. Is this one of those scams from Africa? No, it's our referral reward program. By the way, lots of copy is okay because in marketing, the more you tell, the more you sell. Use your space that you have, but it's got to be emotional. It's got to be engaging. Use words like you. Make it technical, make it emotional, not technical. Use benefits like you get this, you get that, here's what you're going to experience. And build the experience around that 5-point marketing message. Remember that people only buy things for two reasons. They have to or they want to. They buy things out of the fear of pain or the hope of gain. They buy things to avoid pain or to get gain. When I've surveyed audiences around the world, I asked them, what's something you have to buy? And a lot of people say toilet paper. I was just reminded of an idea that I've had. I'd love to see somebody do this. But I've had this idea for years to have branded toilet paper. Where do people do a lot of their thinking? Don't you want them thinking about your company? A little bit of a weird idea, but nobody's laughing. Okay, maybe not. You don't have to buy toilet paper. You do have to get food, whether you buy it or not. You got to have food, right? Okay. And what's something somebody wants to buy they don't necessarily need? Maybe a new car. Okay. So you got to understand the emotional things that are going on. So, Brian, I'm going to ask you a question. By the way, I can't wait to see how you jump, man, in the inner circle. This was made for you. Okay. When it comes to cleaning valuable rugs and caring for valuable rugs, they don't have to, but you really want to because if you don't, then you're going to have a problem, right? So it's really more of a to avoid pain or to the fear of loss rather than the hope of gain. It's not just, hey, you want your rugs to look beautiful. Listen, there's things going on with that rug that abrasive grit. There's things that may be in that rug that need to come out that are damage going to damage that rug. Is that correct? You can just go like that. 100%. Okay. And by the way, don't trust just anybody with your valuable Oriental rugs. Period. Okay. Woo, I got a lot to share today. Okay, here's a book from way back in the day. I want to say this was written in the 90s, but there's something that I got out of this book that has helped me in marketing all these years, and I know will help you. The first one, first of all, he talks about the four great motivators. It doesn't matter if it's direct mail. Any kind of messaging, anywhere that you use it, there are four great motivators. Number one is fear. Number two is exclusivity. Number three is guilt. And number four is greed. Okay. None of these are pretty, but can I tell you something? It's what sells. You can decide on your branding how strong to go with them or not. That's up to you. But the fear, especially the fear of loss, is usually better than the potential for gain, as we were talking about with the rug situation just now. If you don't clean your building, Jim McDonough, what happens? Mr. Jones, if you don't train your people, what happens? If you don't train yourself, what happens? Okay. Greg, if somebody doesn't take care of that plumbing issue, what happens? Bad stuff happens. Okay. So let's get into these. Okay. First of all, fear of what? Not being treated right, or worse, being mistreated. People are afraid that they're going to get the wrong information, that they're going to be lied to, that they're going to be stood up. They're not going to get what they're paid, that they paid for. They're not getting a good job. They're not getting the best. They're not going to reach their goals. So if you're sitting there just going, oh, buy from us because, we're the best, or whatever the message might be, no. You got to understand what they're afraid of, okay? Exclusivity. Whether it's Lexus, Mercedes, Starbucks, Ritz-Carlton Hotel, the fact is people want to feel special. For many years, this logo right here was a status symbol. If somebody walked in with a Venti Starbucks, like, oh. You went to Starbucks. Now it's gone from that to just an iconic brand. People like exclusivity. They like to have something that other people don't have. It makes them feel special, makes them feel good about themselves. Guilt. Okay, Mindy, I'm coming back to you. You think that someone who loves their pet might feel guilty if they're not taking care of that pet properly?
Absolutely.
100%. You think I would have felt a lot of guilt if I was like, $9,500, you're a crook, and let my little puppy die?
Yeah, don't do that. We love Einstein.
We love Einstein. In home services, one of the things that we focused on for years was cleaning for health. Cleaning for health. Don't leave your family exposed. Maybe if you're not training your team, for example, if you're not making sure that your team is trained up. How do you feel about that? You're not helping them reach their goals. And then greed, like we don't have to like these motivators, but this is human nature. And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, you have to start at the very base level, okay, in marketing. There are some markets, there are some services that you're appealing to the highest level of spirituality, if you will. But typically, people are going to respond. They're going to be motivated because typically, in most cases, we're not trying to inspire people. When we're selling basic goods and services, we're appealing to their base nature. So people say that there's no such thing as a free lunch. That is true, but it's got to be paid for somehow. But watch people line up when you offer free lunch. Watch people line up when you give something for free. Or when you talk about savings, or you have a special offer, or you have a free trial offer. When I was practicing referral marketing, and I would go in and go into to stores. I would go into flooring stores, interior designers, and realtors. I mostly did this in flooring stores because a lot of the guys there were kind of like shoot from the hip kind of guys, and they weren't, like high-end light designers. I'd never say this when I walked into a design firm or a real estate office, really. So I had different scripts for each one. So I'd go on these flooring companies. Now remember, these flooring companies can be great referral sources for us because back then we did mostly carpet cleaning. And so they had people who bought carpet from them that had a problem or called them a year later, said, "How do I care for my carpet?" Whatever. So they were great referral sources for us. And I really got my whole referral marketing program going with flooring companies. And a lot of them sell rugs today too. So I'd walk in the door, and early on, I'd walk in. I had brochures and my free trial offer cards, and I would get resistance. And then I started coming in with the food, the secret weapon, and I got more reception. And while they're eating those donuts or they would listen to me because I brought them something, and that's, by the way, the psychology behind that is the law of reciprocity. I give you something, you give me something, right? And when you give someone food, it goes even deeper. There's this sort of primal law of reciprocity. You feed me, we're kind of like family, right? I know it's woo-woo stuff, but it's real. And so I'd walk in these flooring stores, and by the way, while they're either eating the donuts or the pizza or whatever, or we're just, I'm sharing my message, I would then educate them on how we could be a resource for them, right? So I had a message, and they were able to try us for free. Their clients were able to try us for free, so I got a little cocky there for a while, and I walk in the door and I said, they say, "May I help you?" I say, "Hey, I'm Howard Partridge with Clean as a Whistle, and I have free food, free money, and free service. Which would you like to hear about first?" I swear I said that. And they would look at me and they said, "Well, let's just start with that food right there. What you got?" "Oh, I got some donuts, I got a pie, I got some chocolates, whatever." "Well, let's start there." And then I would educate them about how we can be a resource for them and offer to come and do some cleaning for them at no charge so they can get to know us. And by the way, we have a referral reward program. Free food, free money, free service. Now, you don't have to get as weird as how weird, but the point is that you got to get their attention. Let me just again remind you, this is a message that you want to learn, that these are the five things. I call this my 5-point experiential marketing message. You want to be able to demonstrate these five things because these five things will set you apart from your competition, your reputation, what other people say about you, demonstrates trust, your experience, how long you've been in business, demonstrates trust and credibility and that you know what you're doing. If you don't have that, if you're new, then you skip that one, go straight to education. Make sure you get as much education as you can. Any awards, any certification, any training that you go through or that your people go through, you talk about that. And then you talk about your systems, not just your technical systems, not just how we groom the dog, but how we treat the dog and what our process is. And then your guarantee or your commitment. Okay. All right. Now, I want to share with you, if we take that 5-point marketing message, I want to show you how that satisfies the four motivators that not Herschel Lewis, that was the football player. What's his name? Oh, yeah, Herschel Gordon Lewis. Herschel Walker is the football player. Okay. All right, the fear factor. Fear is the motivator. Trust is a satisfier. If I've gotten the most trustworthy company to work with, then I've satisfied the fear. I've got a guarantee. The exclusivity factor. If I work with a company that has the best reputation, the best experience, and education, I'm working with the best that satisfies my need for exclusivity. The guilt factor. If I get the best company, I'm satisfied that I've done good by my family and my investments. The greed factor. If I've gotten the absolute best with no risk, I've satisfied my need to get as much value as I possibly can. Okay. Now, here are the 13 most powerful words in advertising or marketing. Number one is discover. Number two is easy. Number three is guarantee. Number four is help. Number five is love. Number six is money. Number seven is new. Number eight is proven. Number nine is results. Number 10 is safety. Number 11 is save. Number 12 is you. And number 13 is free. Now I'm going to do a quick exercise. If you guys have been through this with me 14,000 times and you know the answer, I want you to refrain from responding. But everybody else, I would like for you to type in what you believe is what you believe is the most powerful word in marketing on the screen right now. We learned a little something about Jim today. Is that Jim McDonough? I
I
guess
know
that is.
you just said my name, but what are you looking at, Howard?
I'm looking at a when I was talking about Einstein and
Yeah.
that I paid $9,500 to save his life. You said
No.
definitely more phenomenal husband than me. Was that you?
No, that's not me.
Oh, Jim,
That's
some I don't know.
not me.
Hey, Jim, how
That
are
was
you?
me. I'm good, thank you.
Awesome. What's your last name?
Green.
Green. Who are you with? What's your company?
My company,
Yeah.
Green Biotech,
Oh, where are you located?
Houston.
Why don't we know each other if we're neighbors?
Well, I would love to get to know you, sir.
Okay, send me an email,
Yes, sir, I will.
howard@howardpartridge.com. Let's get together. How are
Yes,
you
sir.
referred to us?
Through Andy.
Oh,
Andy
good.
Melides. Yeah,
Okay,
Andy.
cool.
Andy's a very good family friend, and he's actually been trying to get me into this for quite some time.
Awesome. Thank you, Andy. Okay. All right. The answer is drum roll. You ready? The answer is you. And the beautiful thing today with digital marketing is that you can put first name in an email in the subject line, or if you're using a digital press, you can put the person's name on the mailer. There's lots of ways where you can use a person's name. You. You. Make it personal. Again, the name of a person is the sweetest sound to him in any language, Mr. Dale Carnegie said. Okay. Also, use testimonials and reviews. Take those reviews and testimonials, turn them into a copy, creates a social proof. If it's a testimonial, get permission to use it. If it's a review, it's public, so you can use it. Use it as a headline. Use it in your body copy. You can give that testimonial a headline like, saved my pet, saved Einstein's life. What's that all about? Make sure they're true, of course. There's some people that I follow online, and they make a lot of money, and they shade the truth a little bit. Don't do that. Use a disclaimer if you have some sort of, income promises or whatever. And then your call to action, tell them exactly what to do. Call, email, click, reply, fill out this form, come talk to me now, whatever it is. By the way, using the word today makes a big difference. Example, call 281-634-0404 today. There's a furniture company in Houston that started his furniture company in a little shack on the side of the freeway. And he bought all the off time on TV and radio. And Jim will know who I'm talking about. Rick used to live in Houston. He knows who I'm talking about. Jim, who am I talking about?
Jim Mackingvale,
That's it.
Mattress Mac.
Mattress.
Every 3-year-old in Houston knows exactly where Gallery Furniture is.
Amen. That's right. And listen, it's so simple. He just bought all the cheapest radio advertising, TV advertising, and his slogan was save you money. Those are three of the most 13 powerful words in advertising. Gallery Furniture really will save you money. And he had like a dollar bill in his hand. He would jump up and down as he said it. Then he got on this thing where you want to buy furniture, but you get back order slips. In other words, you go to a furniture store, you see the furniture that you want, but it's going to take weeks to deliver. So you buy it from us, and you buy it today, we deliver it today. And it was true. They had all their stuff was in warehouses, and you buy it today, they had trucks ready to go out. And now it's a little bit of a nightmare to work with him because he lit, like literally he became famous. I mean, this guy is famous and super wealthy today, okay? Because of three little words, save you money, really will save you money. So then it went to really will save you money today. And his billboards today have one word on it, today. And everybody knows what that means. Everybody knows that what that means is I buy furniture today and you buy furniture today from us, got furniture today. That's how he talks too. Like, we'll deliver today. Got furniture really well save you money today. That's how he talks.
No back order slips.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Create a sense of urgency. This is the other thing is that people just put their name up there and Gallery Furniture creates a sense of urgency. Buy it today. So you create a sense of urgency through Herschel Gordon Lewis's Four Great Motivators, the why. Why should you buy today? Why should you act now? Give a special offer with an expiration. And here are three marketing books to read. Those of you who are new, okay, I need to tell you something. I read a lot of books. I've read easily over 1,000 books. And I recommend a lot of books. Relax. Here's what you do. You buy the books, you put them on your shelf, and then you go through the books based on your priority. The most important thing that I can tell you as a joining the inner circle is in the onboarding process, and through your group coaching, through your pod, you need to determine what is your most important action step. What's your most important project? What's the most important thing to build? Focus on that. Okay. It may not be marketing right now. It might be hiring somebody, firing somebody. It may be who knows. Okay. But what I do, what I've done over the years. If you're a Kindle person, buy them on Kindle. You have them there. Okay. If you buy physical books, I like physical books because I like to, underline, go to the beach, and, I like having something. I just like physical books. And so you just buy them and keep them. That way, when you're working on a project, they're there. Okay. Now, shortcut is using ChatGPT. ChatGPT will write copy for you. However, that copy needs to be tweaked a little bit, okay? Because ChatGPT is AI is going out there and looking at the whole world. You need to take that and tailor it to your prospects. Okay. Last thing before we close, I want to remind you guys that next week on the 25th, 10 days from today,
That message about presenting.
is Dr. Robert Rahm and myself are going to do a 12-week course on how to become a phenomenal presenter. I presented all over the world, done thousands of workshops, webinars, public speeches, my own conference. Would you believe that we've done over 100 of our own conferences, like 4 a year for 30 years? And Dr. Robert Rome has taught on 6 different continents, and he is one of the best communicators that I have ever heard in my life. And so we're going to do this together. And the reason this is important is, as Warren Buffett said, if you can't communicate and talk to other people and get across your ideas, you're giving up your potential. You're here because you have so much potential. But you need to be able to get your message across, whether that's a staff meeting, a prospect, a vendor, a partner, an audience, or whoever it might be. Okay. I don't know why these slides came out blurry like that. I guess when you create it. But anyway, oops. Dr. Robert Rome is going to do 6 sessions.
Excellent.
And that's the 6 P's of presenting with style, how to prepare, how to plan, how to practice, how to personalize, how to present, how to persuade. And then I'm going to go through. I'm going to do 6 sessions also. It's actually in 4 different areas. The first one is what the best presenters have in common. The second part is how to plan and prepare for your presentation. This is how I plan. This is how I prepare. Session 3, how to inspire your audience for maximum impact. All the way down to what to wear, how to tell a story, how to own the room, how to deal with interruptions, AV issues. Listen, I've had it all happen to me. I've had it all happen to me. Lightning strikes, all electricity goes out. What do you do then? What do you do if you have an audience member? Like, there's things that have happened that I can't even talk about in because we're K-rated in my audience. Session 4, how to create a compelling call to action. And so this is going to be a phenomenal 12 weeks together. And we'd love for you to join us. You're going to be able to become a phenomenal, skilled presenter. And what I'd like for you to do right now is scan this QR code with your phone or click the link in the chat. If I can get my team to put the link into the chat. Go ahead and do that. Okay. All right. Speaking of a couple of phenomenal presenters, Mr. Jones, you want to give me some feedback on today's presentation?
Yes, sir, I will. Number one, you demonstrated a lot of what you talked about today when we were in Vegas. Talked about meeting people, making connections, which you did. You even found somebody there was one of your partners that you weren't expecting, all because you were there and you were looking to talk to people and develop some relationships there. That's all you did while you were there, pretty much. So he does walk his talk, folks. I'll vouch for that. Secondly, bringing food is good. As you know, I paid $12,000 for a candy bar one time. Food does has its essence for getting people to work with you. Of course, that was your wife, as you know, Brenda.
Yeah, let me clue the new people in. So my wife, radio sales person, called on Dale Carnegie. Rick owned the franchise at that time, brought a big chocolate bar, and that chocolate bar is what triggered them to have her come in and do a presentation. He spent $12,800 on radio advertising. And because of that connection, because of that relationship, we have Mr. Rick Jones as a vital part of our community.
But Howard, thank you. As I listen to you today, I would take what you said. You put up three books up there: Story Brand, Marketing, all of those by Miller, and then one other one.
Yeah.
I would at least take your book to start with. I would buy one for each of my team members. That everybody already has one free one, and I would run a meeting with my staff and say, "In what ways can we increase our marketing without increasing a lot of cost?" Get ideas on things that you can do to be unique. Get the ideas from your team members who meet with your clients every day. A couple of things I used to do. Number one, I would have guests at our first sessions. I'd get all the people who enrolled, which would be about 35, 36, to bring a guest with them, free. And if they did, they'd learn how to remember people's names. Two, I've also had them bring guests to graduation, particularly their supervisors who are paying for their tuition in most cases. And then when those supervisors were there, they were hearing testimonials on graduation night from what everybody learned in those 12 weeks that they were in the class, which just reinforced it was a great investment for their personnel. Three, we did quarterly lunches on a Saturday, all right? And we charged them $10 for a luncheon and two free workshops of things that were very important to their careers. After the lunch, we had time to just work, develop more relationships with them. We had an average turnout of 60 people, all right, at those quarterly luncheons. Then I did free business improvement workshops. I had a couple requirements. One, you had to have a minimum of seven people, and a representative of management had to be there. And then we also did speaking engagements. I did things for like Rotaries, for Chamber of Commerce. Commerce, get out there and meet people and find out who they know and who you know and develop those relationships. And I found out that for example, those workshops that I did brought more income than anything else. One example, a guy came to our graduation one night. I found out he worked up in Diboll, which is right before you go into Lufkin. And that was a huge lumber company. They owned all the guarantee banks in Houston. And I said, "Well, why don't you and I get together? I'll come visit you and we'll talk about it and see what we can do for your other folks." He said, "You'll come all the way to Diboll?" I said, "Absolutely." I went to Diboll. We had lunch in their corporate hangar. He introduced me to the vice president. Vice president then took me to meet the president. I did a business improvement workshop. And 3 weeks later, I had a check in my hand for $48,500. It's just you take that first step. And
Yeah.
building those relationships, and you can do a million different things, but get your team together and find out what can you do to improve your marketing. What do they really want? And your employees will know the answers to that because they deal with them every day, and yourself. And then figure out what your plan is on marketing. Take everything you've done here, put it out in front of them, and see what you can develop as a marketing team and go together. Just like this team right there on that screen, Sarah and her daughters. All right.
Yeah,
Thank
we
you.
are. Thank you, Rick. We are out of time, but I want to do two things really quickly. As one, I want to say hello to these lovely ladies. Hi, guys. How
Hello.
are y'all doing?
That has been phenomenal.
Awesome. And so, since we're out of time, I just want to share that the Marions and the Hallis family will be at the summer retreat. It's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Clearwater Beach, July 23rd through 25th, depending on your level, 24th and 25th. Do I get that right? And make sure I got that right on there. Wonder why the dates are not on the logo. Should get those on the logo. Yeah, 24th and 25th, Clearwater Beach. Leadership is on the 23rd. If you haven't been through boot camp yet, that's on the 23rd. But these young ladies will be there to help take care of your kids, to teach them the Ziglar philosophy. And we're going to have fun in the sun. We're going to It's a leadership and family retreat, and you'll be getting some emails on that. But mark your calendar to join us, and we look forward to having y'all. Thank you for what you're doing for our phenomenal youth. And it was good to see you guys in Houston. Sorry you had such a rough trip back.
Hey, there's no place like home, so we made it.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
All right. And we love all of y'all, and we'll see y'all next week right here and get in that presentation class. By the way, we have a payment plan on that, $335. We start next Friday, the 25th, so get on live. If you miss it, you can get the replay as long as you're signed up. But when you get on live, you can ask Dr. Rome and I any question that you want, and we're going to apply our decades of experience of presenting not just to audiences, but listen, one-on-one to your staff, at the Chamber of Commerce, at the Rotary Group locally. That's one of the ways I built my business. Okay. So y'all have a phenomenal day. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much.